one thing that's important to keep in mind is that the governor's budget plan has a number of additional revenues in it, and not all of them would go to the ballot. And that's actually become part of the debate with the Republicans at this point, is that the Republicans have been saying in the Capitol, you know, look, if your pledge is to not raise taxes without a vote of the people, every single additional revenue in your budget should go on the ballot. That's not the way the governor has crafted it. There are some things that would go on the ballot, some that wouldn't. But here's what the governor wants to put on the ballot. He effectively wants to put three tax proposals on the ballot, probably in a single measure. That's assuming all of this, of course, happens. So the part that the governor would put on the ballot is really three taxes in particular. The first one is to maintain a 0.25% surcharge on personal income taxes. And that may be a fancy way of saying continuing an increase in income taxes that's been going on the last couple of years, but it's called a surcharge, a 0.25% surcharge on what you already would pay. The second one is keeping the state's sales tax rate where it has been for the last couple of years. The sales tax is a little confusing because it varies in different communities around California. That's because the locals tack on an additional amount above what the state charges. So the state's portion of the sales tax currently is at 6%. Governor Brown's budget would keep it at 6% for another 5 years. But as you know, you'll go to communities all across the state and you'll pay sales taxes ranging from 8 to 9 to, in some communities, 10%. That's because the locals tax stuff on top of that. The third tax that the governor would put on the ballot is the increase in the vehicle license fee. This is commonly called the car tax. It was called the car tax during the Great Recall campaign of 2003, where Arnold Schwarzenegger coined that term. It is the amount you pay to the state based on the value of your car. The current rate is 1.15% of the value of your car is your annual VLF, and it's on the little bill you get from the state every year. It had been, the VLF is a fairly complicated and only in California kind of story. For decades, from the 30s up until about the 1990s, it had been roughly 2% of the value of a car. In the 1990s, late 90s, when the economy was good, the legislature and the governor at that time said, hey, let's roll it back. We'll give a rebate back to the people. So they rolled that rate back to 0.65% of the value of a car. And then, of course, during the recall, or right before the recall, then Governor Gray Davis had tried to rise it back up to its historic rate of 2%. Arnold Schwarzenegger and the recall forces came out, said that was horrible, and they won, and rolled it back. So what this is now is this would be an extension of the current car tax rate, which is 1.15%. Still lower than it was historically, but higher than it was for several years.
Okay, so if these extensions don't go through, what do the taxes go back to? Like, let's take the VLF first. What do the ZAC go back to?
Yeah. So if the governor's budget plan doesn't go through, or the taxes either, first of all, if either there is no election on the taxes, or if the voters reject the governor's proposal on additional tax revenues, then three things happen. Obviously, the income tax rates go back to where they were, and we should point out that the surcharge has already technically rolled off of people's income taxes. So Republicans would like to say, therefore, the governor's plan is a tax increase here. The reality is that statute is still on the books, and so the governor is calling it a tax extension. And this is the kind of stuff that is huge in politics, because the difference in calling something a tax extension versus a tax increase is huge when it comes to the polls and to the perception of the voters. But the income tax would go back to where it had been. The surcharges would all roll off, so, of course, you pay based on how much you make. Sales taxes would roll back to their levels before this deal was in place. Currently, the state's portion is 6%. It would roll back to its previous version of 5%. So it's effectively a 1 cent decrease in the state sales tax if the voters said no, or if this deal collapses. And the vehicle license fee, the car tax, which is currently at 1.15%, well, that would go down to back to its rate that was set under Arnold Schwarzenegger of 0.65%. So, again, that one is dependent on the value of your car. If you have a more expensive car, you've been paying more all along, it would get a little cheaper. And again, and sales tax, too, depends on how much you buy of those goods that are taxed with sales taxes. So Some of this is difficult to measure in the impact either of the taxes on the average Californian or average family, or the impact if the taxes go away. It really depends a lot on your own personal life. There are some estimates out there of about $1,000 a year for a typical family, but again, the devil's in the details of how you measure that.
So for individuals, could a person potentially measure, tally up how much they would end up paying by just doing the math on these three taxes, saying, well, okay, let's say I spend X amount of dollars per year, I've estimated, looking at my credit card statements on all that, and now I know the sales tax is going from 6% back down to 5%, so I take that portion, then I look at the value of my car, it would go from 1.15% down to 0.6.5%, I do the math on that, and then I guess the third one was the quote-unquote surcharge of 0.25%. Let me see what my income was last year, and I do the math on that, and then I could perhaps get a total of just what I would have paid or would be paying if the election did pass and these taxes did get continued. Is that about right?
Yeah, you could. I mean, you have to be a pretty savvy consumer to have a good estimate, I think, of what you spend on sales taxes in a given year, and perhaps some folks who will listen to this are much better at that than I am. But yeah, if you had some sense of what you spend that is taxed by sales tax, which again in California is kind of confusing, not everything is subject to the sales tax, then you'd have some sense there. I think your income taxes and your car taxes are probably easier to understand because you kind of know what you paid over the last couple of years in both of those. Just running a quick calculation though to give people a sense about the car tax. You know, depending again on the value of your car, but let's say you had a car that's valued at $20,000. Maybe it was more, and you know it has depreciated over time. You know, you're talking about $100 difference in what you would have paid before, or what you pay currently, I should say, under the 1.15% car tax versus what you'd pay under the 0.65% one. So that, you know, that would be $100 on a $20,000 valued vehicle. And those are the kind of calculations, yeah, that any person could make to try to see exactly the impact of either continuing these taxes or of letting these taxes roll off and getting the money back.